in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. A new Tennessee law makes it easier for people convicted of felonies to have their voting rights restored. The measure eases longstanding financial hurdles, including a law that had been unique to Tennessee that required full payment of backlog child support. Those amounts can reach hundreds of thousands of dollars. People now have the lower burden of showing compliance for the most recent year. About half of states automatically restore voting rights upon release from custody. Tennessee is among 10 states that require additional government action. The gender pay gap has not improved the Metro Nashville workforce since tracking began more than a decade ago. But newly published data shows that starting pay is almost identical for men and women when they're first hired to work for the city. Jihan Muhammad is a research analyst with the Metro Human Relations Commission and produced the Inclusivics report.
When you look at the starting salary, it looks great. We're like, oh, okay, yeah, me and a man are going to earn almost an identical salary, and hopefully we're going to get promoted and get paid. But something happens. Women are staying behind men.
On our midday show, This is Nashville, Muhammad suggested the city undertake a review of promotions to identify why the pay gap widens the longer women work for the city. The Inclusivics report also recommends that the city gives its employees the option to identify as non-binary so the data can be captured and analyzed before the next reporting period. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.